The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. You know, make sure that you have a very active and wonderful day today. We've had a little bit of rain in the neighborhood. You know, go think, right? So, but get out and enjoy it and go do something that's fun and take away the stress patterns that, you know, unfortunately kind of veils over the all of us on a day-to-day basis. But however, guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about stress, and we're going to talk about the things that it affects in your body, everything from your body not working, something called metabolic syndrome, which is something that you really need to know a lot about, because that metabolic pattern, when it begins to show itself, is going to produce a lot of different things, and everything from diabetes to heart disease and so forth. And I want you to have the tools to be able to handle that, and a place that you can ask the right questions. And guess where that place is right now? It's right here on WMAL. And it's 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you on anything that you have in mind about your health, things that, that you're, you know, kind of playing with and haven't come up with the right answer. And, you know, what are you going to do with it? Well, this is your opportunity. This is the place that we do those things and make it, you know, so your life is a whole lot better than it was before you listened to me. So, we're going to talk about that stress that's out there. We're going to talk about all the nonsense that is affecting each one of us today. Think about it. When have you ever been in an environment? You know, if you're 20 years old above, you know, and you're aware socially, when have you ever been in an environment that you listen to radio, you turn on the television, and you just get jacked up, you're tired, you're polarized, you're in one end of the spectrum or the other. That stress, that emotional stress, has a physiological impact on what's going on in your body. You know, you listen to the radio, this crazy coronavirus, this COVID-19, this novel virus, right? And you don't know who to believe, you don't know what's true, but everybody takes a stance on it. And you say, well, my platform is true, and all the talking heads, you know, must be right, because otherwise it wouldn't be on the internet. And, you know, it sure wouldn't be on the television. It wouldn't be on the radio, you know, unless it was true. Well, that's the delusion that we are being, you know, veiled underneath. And it's unfortunate that we're not thinking. Very intelligent people are not thinking through the process and picking it apart. You know, and those of you on social media, they're on Facebook. And so if you go to my Facebook page, you just look up Tom Rozelle, and you go to where I am, and I publish all kinds of health platform information. You'll see that Facebook often will go in and just block my feeds. And they do it simply because it doesn't match up with the agenda that they're trying to portray. But that's a whole different story, and we're not going to get into that today. But that is a stress pattern all by itself for a lot of people. And, you know, when you get into, are my kids going back to school in the fall, or are they not going back to school in the fall? And now you're going to have to homeschool. And, you know, what do you do? And, oh my gosh, you know, I can't go to work. And your employers, some of them are being compliant and helping, and some of them are saying, hey, listen, I have to replace you. I need to run my business. We have those stresses that are mounting up. Financial stresses. We, you know, there's no new money coming down right now. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are going to find that, you know, they were sitting okay for a period of time because they had unemployment benefits from their state and then federal, and now it's not what it was. So we're going to start to see little pieces that are going to start eating away and increasing the stress patterns. But I want you to know how that affects people, from pain patterns to headaches to cancer rates to diabetic conditions and so forth. And it's really important that you take action, that you're proactive and resolving so much of what you can actually control. You know, the world as we know it is what it is. And, you know, you and I are really powerless in shifting unless we get together as a cohesive group and we do something and we demand that things change and people become sane and start talking and listening and putting the real information out there. But until that happens, we have to deal with ourselves and we have to deal with our families. We have to deal with the conditions that show up. And how do we deal with that? And what is that all about? So we're going to talk about this fight flight reaction. And, you know, anytime you're scared, anytime that you're overwrought, anytime that you're angry, anytime that any high level of emotion, one way or the other, even sadness exists, you're stressing your body out. So that stress pattern has a profound effect on multiple organ systems across the board, right? So when that happens, those organ systems go into resistance phase for a period of time. It goes into alarm, meaning that they're stimulated. Then they go into resistance, meaning they have to try to defend themselves. And then pretty soon they go into failure or collapse, or at least mentally in inhibition, to a place where they're not working the way they're supposed to. And we're going to talk about one system. We're going to talk about this fight flight phenomenon, this automatic reaction, this thing that's designed to protect us. And it's a small little gland that sits on top of your kidneys. It's called your adrenal glands. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. When you're born, when you come into the planet, if everything's, you know, the way it's supposed to, that adrenal gland that sits on top of your kidney is about one third the size of your kidney. It's a big guy and it's bilateral. It's two sides. You got two kidneys. So what happens over time because of the stress patterns when people die and on autopsy, they check this thing out and they find that it is now almost rudimentary. It's just a small piece of what it was, is because we beat it up and we don't restore it and we don't do the things structurally, chemically, emotionally, or neurologically, biochemically, and how our mind works to support that, because we're always in what we just said earlier, a fight flight reaction. There's a good friend of mine down in Kansas City that I'm actually going to have the opportunity to study with in about a week. His name is Dr. Evan Mladenov. And Dr. Mladenov was the doctor for the Kansas City Chiefs for about 13 years. But his specialty is brain function, neurological concussive patterns, but also adrenal stress. And he wrote a book a few years back, which I think is still available online. If not, we have copies of it at the Result Center for Healing. You can call us and get a copy there. And it's called, you know, it's all about stress, and, you know, it's called Stressed Out, Headed for Burnout. That was his original book, and then he republished it. And it's one that if you really want to know the intimacies and the applications, that's a book that you can read besides my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. They actually go hand in hand. And, you know, you read one to understand how the body's going, you get the other one to be more specific. But we want to talk about this fight-flight phenomenon, and how this adrenal system, you know, this gland that's located on top of the kidneys, and it has two parts to it, by the way, this adrenal system. It has the inner part, and we can, it's the term is called the medulla, and the outer part, and it's called the cortex, and it has a blood supply, and it squeezes its contents into the blood system very much like a sponge squeezes whatever it has, you know, into the body. So physiologically, this system puts out things like cortisol and hormones like aldosterone and other regulating hormones as well, norepinephrine and epinephrine, which, you know, we call adrenaline as a group. You know, and what happens, and 80-85% of the hormone that it produces is that cortisol. And, you know, we all know that cortisol is a stress hormone. So I'm just giving you the background, but I really want to get into this and make it sense for you, so you know what to do to help yourself. And before it gets into this metabolic syndrome pattern that can end up giving you heart disease and diabetes and, you know, things of that nature, it's important. It's probably, if you had to, other than the heart, it's probably the most important balancing act that you have in your body. So the adrenal hormones, this fight flight mechanism, if you will, falls into categories that are known as steroids. And, you know, we all know that prednisone, for example, is a steroid. And, you know, we hear the term cortisone and so forth, which is a steroid. So the control of the system, this release of these steroids that you need, by the way, to regulate blood pressure, to help blood sugar regulation, to keep your muscle tone, you know, to give you the ability for your heart to work the way it's supposed to, is critical. And, you know, the cholesterols that make these fats in our body also make the cortisol. It comes from the same productive pattern. Most of you didn't know that. So what causes the fight flight reaction to be initiated in the production of cortisol also causes you to increase your cortisol, your cholesterol level, your bad guys, your lipotrophins, your low density lipotrophin factors, your LDLs. And it's important that you know that they're tied together, because so many, you go to the doctor and your LDL levels, your bad guys, your supposedly your bad guys, your bad cortisols are elevated. And the doctor says, take this drug and, you know, we'll monitor you 6 months from now or whatever it is, without addressing what was the reason. Why did it happen in the first place? What can I do to shift it? What can I do to make a difference? So we have to look at, you know, deficiencies that happen in the system. We have to look at physiological processes. We have to look at things that work against it. You know, this there's these things called antagonists, or things that work against something. And when we put them all together, we begin to see that there's a relationship. Okay. There's things that help different processes and things that retard it. And by the way, you know, this adrenal thing that we're talking about right now, those of you who have ongoing thyroid problems or worsening thyroid problems over a period of time, most often it's related to adrenal function in some way. The adrenal system produces and is involved in something called an HPA axis. And that simply is this. It's your adrenal system stimulates your pituitary gland, which stimulates other organ systems, and the thyroid happens to be one of them. And if it's not working the way it's supposed to, then those systems aren't going to work. But I want to remind you, give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls today. Love to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. And, you know, we're going to weave it into this stress pattern and tell you how watching all this craziness on television, and turn the stupid television off, don't listen to all the crazy talking heads, and do something that's fun and relaxing. You know, go for a walk without your mask, get outside by yourself, you know, with your family, with your kids, with somebody you care about, and go for a walk and enjoy it and breathe. Go to the mountains and go for a hike, you know, go walk along, you know, the Potomac someplace. Enjoy the day, but don't listen to anything except for some music. If you're going to put earbuds in your ear, listen to something that's motivating, that's spiritual, that is, you know, musical, something that will relax your soul and subsequently relaxes your physiology as well. And we're going to talk about what that really does. And we're going to talk about how you can avoid so much of the craziness that's out there and make your life better. But remember, what we're talking about today, this stress pattern that affects your adrenal fight-flight mechanism, is one that is going to have a huge impact on your blood pressure, on your fats, your sensibilities, how you look at things, depression states, or so forth and so on. This is critical. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls today and help you out any way I can. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We are indeed. You know, make sure that you spend the day de-stressing yourself. And that's what we're talking about today, by the way, is stress and how it affects your body. And particularly this one little gland, this organ system called the adrenal glands. And they sit directly on top of your kidneys, and they are your fight flight. These are the guys that help you protect yourself from the tiger that's about to eat you. And unfortunately, in our world today, we have a lot of tigers out there that want to nibble at us. You know, this insufficiencies and, you know, or overstimulation is going to affect the muscular system, your heart, the removal of waste and toxins, your joint spaces, cartilage, leading to things like osteoporosis. osteoporosis if it's not proper, and losing calcium from other areas, your skin, your hair, and so much more. And we're going to get into that very intimately in throughout the program today. But I want to answer your questions at 888-630-9625. I want to go back to the phones. Robert, thank you for calling. You called me last week. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, about my tinnitus. I told you 3 months ago I washed my hair and put oil in my hair, something real stupid, and they seeped into my ear with water. And since then, the ringing started. I saw three doctors, and the first doctor took wax out of my ear, but still felt a little clogged. I was given a hearing test. The left ear is a little weak and picking up high-frequency sounds, so there's a little bit of hearing loss. But can the doctor see, like I heard about the inner ear? Do I need like a CAT scan or MRI?
No.
Or
no,
you had suggested hydrogen peroxide.
Let me walk through it. If it's something in the ear canal itself, you can use Debrox, which is hydrogen peroxide and water substance. You can get it over the counter at any of the drug stores, and it will get rid of any debris that's built up in the ear canal itself. But if there's an inner ear problems, and I said last week, depends on the mechanism. You can stimulate irritation to any of the components of the body. The ear is one of them. What we're talking about right now with the adrenal system, that sits on top of the kidney. The kidney can cause a tinnitus pattern at very low level a droning type of sound. The liver, if it's involved, if it's toxic, can cause the ear to be high pitched. But having said that, there's many other reasons. You can have in the inner ear, no, you can't see it on traditional examination. And unless a doctor suspects a tumor or something of that nature, they're not going to do, a CAT scan or send you out for an MRI or anything of that nature. It's not worth the process. It's expensive and it's really not going to reveal anything. In my business, what you look at is what were the stimulating pieces? What happened that triggered that mechanism? And then what other systems are involved that may not be functioning properly, that may be causing some swelling and some inflammation? So if you have inflammatory reaction, you have something called the eustachian tube that drains off the inner portion of the ear into your throat. It acts as a balancing act. It allows the pressure to be normalized between the ear and the rest of your body or your throat. And I'm being very general as I'm telling you about this. But if that area is irritated, if it's swollen, and then you add more swelling by getting something into your ear, as you explained it earlier, that can trigger it all by itself. That can make a difference. So what you would do with that, and I said last week as well, and if I have to point to something that's very common, if there's a disrelationship between the vertebrae, the bones of your upper neck, particularly atlas and axis, the first two vertebrae, that can cause enough neurological irritation that can cause that tissue to not work properly. The eustachian tube won't drain the way it's supposed to. So you have multiple pieces of this puzzle. And so you really need to get to somebody. You're out in Tacoma Park. You need to see somebody that does our kind of work, that can really walk you through it. That type of examination, somebody who knows what they're doing, will be able to say, yes, I can help you. This is what we need to do. Or you need to go to this person to find out. But in the meantime, what I would do, and as a trial, is eliminate things that cause inflammation. Any kind of dairy product, no matter what it is. So anything that comes from the udder of a cow or a goat or a sheep, eliminate those completely. Get rid of oranges and orange juice. Oranges and orange juice are mucus forming. They can cause problems. Just for a short period of time, get rid of anything that has gluten in it for a period of about 5 days. Do those things and see if it makes a difference. See if it shifts it. If it does shift even 25% or 30%, that tells you that there's an inflammatory reaction that's going on someplace that can be addressed properly. If you notice that when you turn your head from one side to the other, that the problem becomes worse or it becomes better, that tells you that there's a misalignment in those two upper vertebrae that we talked about. And if you have somebody that can walk you through it, it can be treated, and it can be treated effectively and in most cases quite quickly. If it's stagnation or hyperirritation to the kidneys or that fight-flight system that we're talking about, the adrenal system, then you can treat that specifically and it begins to go away. But if we can help you, you can call the office, talk to one of my guys. It's 703-698-7117 and tell them, you know, what's going on and get their advice. If we can refer you, we're happy to do that as well. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're talking about some really interesting information. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and I have all kinds of information for you to help you through this crazy stress of our lives, right? Things are starting to open up, but everybody's threatening and things are going to get worse. And we're in the middle of an election cycle and everybody's fighting. And so we got to calm it down because the stress patterns that we're dealing with, that we're bringing about, that we're causing in our lives are going to take us out piece by piece by piece. And we have, you know, this fight flight system that we talked about, this adrenal system that sits on top of our kidneys that is the guy that's protecting us, but it can only protect us to a certain extent before it decides to go into, you know, rogue position and it begins to eat us and begins to destroy us. We know that that fight flight system produces something called cortisol. Cortisol is the number one stress hormone that we're all, you know, all about, right? And we know that that fight flight system is produced in certain situations of, you know, stress, and we have stress that is biochemical stress. We have stress that is neurological stress, injuries that we put up with, and we have stresses that are emotional stresses. Right now, we're in an emotional stress pattern. I mean, across the board, think about all the things you don't want to do because you're afraid you're going to trigger somebody's response and you don't want to have to deal with it, right? And I don't care which side of the platform that you're on, whether you're right, left, center, it doesn't make any difference. You know, everybody's kind of pulling their tentacles back in. And, you know, you see things out there on the news and you take it for granted. And, you know, you say like, you know, I just saw something today that says U.S. tops 5 million coronavirus cases. Well, that's great. You know, that might be herd immunity already. But because what they're not telling you when they're doing this is, one, you know, they're testing thousands and thousands of cases and you don't know whether this is the antibody of IgG, which is your protective antibody, or it's an IgM, which is your carrier, but you may not spread anyway. But it's all being lumped into the same puddle and we're not asking the questions. And then you see like New Zealand is, you know, 100 days without any cases whatsoever. So what's the difference there? And then you see, well, 9 tests positive for viruses, you know, at different schools. Well, that's not a lot of people really. You know, I said something to a patient the other day and, you know, they were telling me all these numbers. And I said, you know what? Did you realize that the swine flu, the H1N1 virus was out there this year, and the CDC has admitted that it killed over 40,000 people already? So, but you didn't hear about that, did you? And so that's not on our radar screen. So if the H1N1 virus was tested this summer, as much as we're testing this novel coronavirus, wouldn't you think that we would test, we would find all these antibodies that would be through the ceiling as well? Think it through. Use your head, because you're listening to talking heads. And I also described it to one of my patients. I said, here's the pool of information. This is what we got going on. We have this pond, and you have all the liberal media on one end of the pond, and they're looking at that pond and they have their talking points. Then you have all the conservative media on the other end of the pond, and they're looking at that pond and they have their talking points. The problem is, they're looking at the same pond. They're just taking different pieces of the puzzle. That's not all the information. The other information is that really is the quantitative and qualitative analysis of what's going on is further upstream. But let's talk about the symptoms of this fight flight phenomena and how it really is affecting all of us. Call me 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, we know that constant stress is going to affect your body's ability to have strength. And your muscles are going to be affected. And, you know, first you go into a hyperdrive. You know, you have to have that stimulation to be able to do good and lift, you know, all kinds of weights and things of that nature. But if it's prolonged over a period of time, it goes into a fatigue pattern. Stress over a period of time is necessary to increase the ability of your capillaries to have something called permeability. That means they can get things in and out to shunt blood back and forth into areas that are stressed. But if it goes too long, Then what happens is it begins to shut things down. It doesn't work the way it's meant to be. Now you lose circulation. So it goes to the opposite piece. The removal of waste, it's called the lymphatic system, which is also part of your immunological system. You have underneath your breastbone, you have something called a thymus gland that nobody likes to talk about. That's where all your T cells come from. And it helps you with the ability to deal with certain type of allergy reactions, because it helps increase the number of what's called eosinophils from that part of your body. And we can go on. And then there's the things that hold us together, the cartilages and the ligaments and so forth. And prolonged stress patterns can cause you to lose these things. It can cause you to decalcify. That means osteoporosis. That means that it can cause your skin to break down and be more susceptible to other things that are in the environment. Your hair slows down, or you can actually lose your hair. Your heart rate goes the other way. It goes, you know, your fight-flight reaction produces adrenaline. So you've got to increase heart force. And pretty soon it's going to get tired if you don't have the right stuff there. Your blood vessels begin to constrict. Your glands are overstimulated and they begin to fail. Your oxygen consumption, first is, you know, it needs more and more and more, and pretty soon you can't get it in. You have blood sugar regulation, and what happens, you start seeing your blood sugars go up. So you start seeing your blood sugars go up, you see fat levels go up, you start seeing lipids go up, you see heart regulation and problems increase. That's called, remember I said earlier in the program, I said metabolic syndrome. That's the thing that ultimately will kill us. Call me at 888-630-9625. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on with you as it relates to this or anything else. I really, you know, don't mind you asking a question that is not on topic. And matter of fact, I encourage it if you have something that you want to talk about. You know, when I'm on the program, you can talk to me here. When we're not here, you can call the office at the Results Center for Healing and ask our doctors any question that you want, or send an email. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com. And send us a note. We'll get back to you, or say, hey, listen, I'd like to talk to one of the doctors at the Results Center. They'll get back to you, and they'll answer your questions as specifically as they possibly can and give you their best advice as far as what's the next step that you should take. When we're talking about this stress pattern, right, this craziness, we can come up with things like, I'm really exhausted, I'm tired, I can't get it back, I don't know why. You know, we can end up with dizziness, you turn your head too fast, or you stand up really, really quickly and you get dizzy. That's part of this whole phenomenon we're talking about. You don't have the ability to push forward. You don't have the ability to continue the process. It's called stamina. How many of you have asthma? You know, this coronavirus, right, affects what's called ACE receptors, or angiotensin receptors, in the heart, the lungs, and the intestinal system and so forth. And that's where we end up with these problems. So it affects the lungs, and these, you know, we have this overstimulation. Pretty soon we're going to have higher levels of inflammation. And, you know, that mucus that you produce when you're asthmatic, that's because your fight flight system, your adrenal system, isn't working for a lot of reasons, because we're not giving it what it needs. So we have to understand the capacity. You know, we have to understand that blood sugar regulation is important when it comes to the stress pattern. Why is that, you should ask? Well, let me answer the question for you. It's simply this. Your adrenal glands produce hormones that stimulate your pancreas, that thing that produces insulin, to transport, move blood sugar from your blood into your muscles, into your heart, into your brain, into all those other areas. So if this fight flight mechanism isn't working properly, guess what? You've got a problem. And you begin to see the system begin to break down, and then your blood sugar tolerance, your blood sugar regulatory pattern begins to fail, and it doesn't transport what it's supposed to. And then what happens is you find yourself in a state of what? You find yourself in a state of diabetes or pre-diabetic patterns. But it can go the other way based on this craziness that we're talking about, this over stress reaction, and it's going to affect your nervous system. And then you end up with, you know, I got a headache, I don't feel good, I ache all over. And that's when your blood sugars go south. If your blood sugar is not regulated, one of the things that you're going to experience is irritability, and you're going to be super tired. You can get dizzy just on movement. Your hands will start shaking, tremors, right? You can end up with cold sweats in the middle of the night. you can be depressed and you can't get out of it. That moving your head too rapidly, that vertigo, you lie down and life gets really, really crazy. And remember, we said that it can be as a result of several things. We can talk about neurological balancing and what happens in stress patterns. We can talk about blood sugar balancing as it happens in stress patterns. We can talk about hormone balancing as it relates into stress patterns. All of a sudden, you know, guys, your testosterone goes out the door. What happened? Where did it go? You know, you're only 40 years old. You shouldn't have a problem with testosterone. You know, you're not 85, and some guys that are 85 have better testosterone levels than you do. This stress pattern can do it. We've known for years that people who are on a high stressed platform in corporate America, they will at some point go into impotency for periods of time. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's longer, but it relates to what we're talking about right now, this stress that we're trying to deal with. And so we want to know, how do we deal with it? What do we do about it? And we want to make sure that, you know, that we get rid of things. But, you know, if you're in a state of constantly worrying, and by the way, if you worry too much, your fight-flight system, your adrenal hormones are going to go down, which perpetuates what? More worry, more problems in that area. You know, we talked about, you know, all kinds of things. Your vision can be just disturbed. You can get blurring of the eyes. You can have nightmares. You can begin to initiate something called rheumatoid arthritis. You know, everybody wants to tell you it's an immunological autoimmune response. Well, where did it happen and how did it start? It often starts simply because of the fact that you're under stress and you're putting yourself into a stress pattern. You know, in our house, you know, Sue and I have decided that, you know, we're not looking at the social media feeds anymore. You know, we put things in there based on, you know, what people want to know about health and so forth. If you go into my page, just going again, Tom Rozelle. And by the way, you don't have to friend me. You just can pop in and take a look because it's wide open. You can, you know, can do whatever you'd like to do with it and send us a little note and ask us for more information. But at the end of the day, we begin to disconnect. I don't watch television anymore like I used to. I watch one short news feed a night. That's it. And it's usually economic news feed because I want to make sure that everything's cool. I look at what I can do to help my patients as they walk in on a day-to-day basis. What can we do to make your life better than it was before you had any interaction with us? You know, in our office, the Rozelle Center for Healing, we're, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep our patients comfortable so they don't freak out and stress because of what they see when they walk in. And, you know, we ask our patients, you know, please mask when you're in our reception area and so forth. And, you know, we try to get people in and out. We're wiping things down with things that are so caustic, they'll take your skin off if you don't use it with gloves. But at the end of the day, we're doing it for our patients so we relax and decrease their stress patterns, because you don't need to come to a doctor's office and be stressed out because you're afraid of what's going on in, you know, in that office. So the same thing has to be true for your life. How do you deal with this stuff? How do you deal with stress so you don't go into metabolic syndrome where your blood pressure goes up, your blood fats go up, your blood sugars go up, and your doctor says, we've got to watch this. And then they put you on statins, and they put you on blood sugar medications, and then they put you on other drugs because all the other drugs have side effects of everything else. So you have one piece perpetuating the other. You're going to diabetic, or you're going into your a pre-diabetic, or you're going into a borderline state, you know, and you get worried, or you've got an inflammatory reaction in your arteries. Remember I said that cortisol thing? That cortisol is an important regulatory hormone as long as it ebbs and flows and is there when you need it, but it's not there when you don't need it. And if it's there persistently, consistently, then you're going to eat yourself up. I explain it to patients this way. You need cortisol to heal with, but if it's there all the time, it reverses, it actually degrades and destroys tissue. It breaks it down. It causes you to go into osteoporosis. It causes you to have joint spaces that begin to break down. It causes you to go into autoimmune immunological reactions. It causes your brain not to work. High cortisol, persistent over a long period of time, will cause your brain to deteriorate. That is not Dr. Tom telling you that. That is a known fact. So if you're constantly in a state of stress, you got a problem. we're going to come and we're going to wrap this up when we come back after the break. But I want you to understand what we're talking about is the center of all disease, dysfunction, disharmony, period. End of story. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do every Sunday, 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you around the country, you know where you're at and you know the time frames. And I thank you very much. Just let everybody know about the program so we can help you help yourself. That's the whole purpose. And those of us that are here to serve you, you know, we'll do everything that we possibly can to make that happen. If it's nothing more, then give you information and make you think a little bit differently. We're talking about stress patterns. We had a call just before the break, and is a lady from Martinsburg, West Virginia. And she asked me about a hump on the upper portion of your back. And there's a term that's called a buffalo hump, by the way. And it refers to this fat pad that can develop at the top of the back between the shoulder blades. And it can arise from a lot of different situations, but it's generally characterized by an increase of cortisol, which we're talking about right now, right? And glucocorticoids. These are hormones that the adrenal system also produces. And what happens is, you know, when this cortisol goes up, you begin to develop fat accumulation, and one of the areas is going to be in this area. And you have to differentiate this from other types of inflammatory disease processes. But elevated cortisol levels can also occur when the body produces its own too much, you know, cortisol, obviously. And there's a term when that's persistent over a long period of time, when it becomes pathological. Now we're outside the functional state, which we talk about often and what we're talking about today with metabolic syndrome. But the pathological term is called Cushing syndrome. And it's a specific syndrome, and it has to deal with pituitary. Early on in the program today, I talked to you about HPA axis, or adrenal pituitary hypothalamus pathway. And it can cause that adrenal system to constantly be stimulated, producing too much cortisol. So this buffalo hump may occur with other conditions as well, loss of bone mass, osteoporosis, and, you know, the bones get thin and weak and so forth. But the buffalo hump on its own does not cause serious side effects. It's usually an indicator, unless it's big and it puts pressure on the spine and so forth. It is a symptom of other things that are going on, and it has to be really worked up, because it can be, you know, you got a problem that goes beyond just this fat pad accumulating in the upper portion of your back, and you have to find out where it's coming from, what it is, and so forth. It can be accompanied by a lot of things. You can have back pain. You can have even emotional changes and blood sugar regulation, all the things that we talked about, right? All those craziness that we talked about today. But buffalo hump is one that is a symptom of other things that are going on, and it has to be dealt with specifically by finding out what's causing the stress pattern structurally, neurologically, biochemically. You know, where's the trigger? And you have to deal with that straight up and specifically. So if our caller is listening, give me a call or send me a note at rozellecare.com, and I'm happy to help you and guide you out in Martinsburg. We'll see who we can find that, you know, maybe beneficial to you, and it can help you out as well. You're here at 888-630-9625, and we'll be more than happy to do what we can to make a difference. Let's go to the phones. Melissa, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Dr. Rizzo, I'm calling because I'm wondering if stress can cause atrial fibrillation. My husband's in the hospital, and he's had 9 weeks of chemotherapy for lung cancer, and it took the stuffing out of him to the extent that he started to fall, and in the end I couldn't get him up and had to get an ambulance, and he wound up in the hospital on Monday. And he's had, you know, low platelets, low electrolytes, low potassium, everything.
Yep.
And I think that's chemotherapy. But then yesterday they diagnosed him, they said he'd had a bout of atrial fibrillation. And because he has a brain bleed, probably because of one of the falls, they couldn't give him a blood thinner, which is the usual treatment. And
so let me handle that quickly for you because we're coming up to the end of the show and I want to give you some information. And you can get a hold of me. Just send me a note and I'll go back and forth with you. Just go to our website, go to RoselleCare.com, and let's handle this. But so the short answer is yes, it could cause the problem. It can cause stress patterns. It can cause atrial fibrillation. The atrial fib is controlled by two little nodes in the heart called the sinoatrial nodes, which are controlled by the vagus nerve that comes from the brain. The fall could have caused that, and it's a brainstem problem. It causes a misalignment to the vertebrae that can cause irritation to the vagus nerve, but it's a perfect storm. With everything that he's been going through with the chemotherapeutics and so forth, that's going to deplete his nutrients. It's going to drop his potassium. It's going to imbalance sodium potassium levels, magnesium, and so forth. So there's a lot of things that can be used to support him. Any of those things that can be done, please send me a note. I'll get much more specific, but the short answer is absolutely yes. And you don't want the blood thinner. We're coming up to the end of the program. There's so much more that I'd love to tell you about the subject. It's important, and it's something that you need to know about. Just remember, we're here for you, and the reason that we do the program is simply this. We love you. Take care. See you next week. Bye.